Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Dive into a trending report right now. The biggest movie news that dropped, I believe it was yesterday. Fans of the iconic Broadway musical Wicked are super duper excited because the trailer for Wicked for Good came out yesterday.
I'm pretty pumped up about it.
I know that you would be.
Ariana Grande posted a picture and said the trailer was dropping yesterday.
Did she say it like this? The trailer is dropping for Wicked. Hope you all enjoy it.
That wispy voice
and
everything.
I hope you enjoy it.
She actually had a drink in her hand and everyone thought it was a cigarette. So that's what most people were talking crap about.
I'm so wasted right now. I'm a good witch.
Ah, she is a good witch. It's such a good movie, though.
Yeah, like, I saw the last 45 Wicked, minutes. It was good.
It really is. I mean, maybe a little long. You hit the nail on the head there. A little long, but still, movies like that where you don't want it to end, I don't think people minded that it took up so much space in their time. But, this next one.
It's a big one.
I love when people, especially because that movie ended at such a cliffhanger kind of spot, right?
Like, it did.
So now it's gonna
it gave
pick
the
up.
Whole to be continued thing at the end.
So now where it's going to pick up, it just has people very excited. So I can't wait. And I love Ariana Grande. And
this is right up
whole
your alley.
Cast.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love movies where they sing.
You know, Nick Knack loved it. My daughter loved it. And she did sit me down and say, hey, you got to watch the last 45 minutes of this movie. She's like, it's just truly beautiful.
It is.
The special effects, the singing, how it kind of wraps up. And you get the feels for the original Wizard of Oz. So I did watch the last little bit, and I was like, I put a smile on
you
my face.
You probably loved it.
There's flying monkeys!
Yeah!
So I know a lot of people are really excited for Wicked for Good.
Yes!
It'll be coming out November 21st, it sounds like. Oh, right around my birthday. Maybe I'll go for my birthday.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't. Big story out from Forbes. They released their 2025 list of the country's 100 richest self-made women.
Oh, who's on that?
Why didn't I pull number one?
Oh, no.
As I'm looking at this list.
No,
I guess
did.
They only
you
pulled
it...
the celebrities.
Oh.
They only put the celebrities on this list that I have. I don't know who number one is. We'll have to look that up. Number 13 was Oprah Winfrey. 19, Kim Kardashian. 21 was Taylor Swift with $1.6 billion. She's making some interest. And, of course, the most controversial one on here was Kylie Jenner. Saying that she's worth $670 million. And then they're like, is she really self-made?
That's it, though.
She's probably not self-made. She's in the Kardashian brand bubble.
Well,
yeah, but
and that's
still,
why she's
a
worth
Jenner.
So much bank.
I guess.
Yeah,
Rihanna's
but she
on
got
there.
She got such a good head start. That's the thing, is I think a lot when it says self-made women, that means that you didn't have any help getting
Zero
to where
help.
You were.
You started
and
at the bottom.
She started as one of the younger Jenners. I mean, they had already made a lot of their money by the time she started, you know.
Yep.
So
Jared, number one is someone you would have never heard of. That's probably why they didn't put it on the list.
Could be. Who
Diane Hendricks, she's building supplies, but she's worth $23 billion.
Good
so
for her.
Good for her. She's from Wisconsin up there.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good for these ladies. Make that money. I do like this story. The 1995 cinematic classic, Tommy Boy, is turning 30 years old this year.
Oh my God.
It's getting its own celebration in Sandusky, Ohio, which is where the Callahan Auto Parts, I believe, was based. It's so funny. I was just talking to Nick Knack yesterday about this movie. Because I was comparing somebody that we work with to a mixture of Tommy Boy and the dad. Who was the dad's name? Something Callahan.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was the dad and Tommy Boy. And somebody we work with lands right in the middle of them.
Okay.
I was like, that's the only way I can describe this person. So that's so funny. This was in the news this morning. So Tommy Boy Fest goes down August 7th through the 9th. Obviously, Chris Farley's not going to be there. David Spade isn't booked either, but they do have the director, Peter Segal. He's going to be there with the actual car from the movie that they hit the road on, you know, trying to sell brake pads or whatever they were doing. Anyway, it just gave me a chance to pull this, too.
Yes!
Yeah.
The look on their faces.
you like can see it now. One of my most favorite movies.
It's one of the best. Like, that is one of my best lines from a movie ever. The one about I can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking
my head
up
his
bull's butt.
Butcher's butt, and then he messes it up.
Bull's butt, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it. Yeah. It's a way. And if you can say it right, boy, that
it's
lands
a
every
solid
time.
Line.
It sure
it's
is.
Solid. Gosh, that's a good movie. We might
such
have to
a good movie.
Bring that up for our little family movie night one night. Is there anything bad in that movie?
Oh, yeah. There's some bad things in
maybe
that movie.
Maybe I won't bring that
and
up
for you. Fluffy pillow?
That I think would go over the kids' heads. There's no gratuitous sex scenes, I don't think.
I think you'd be all right.
I think we're
it's Chris
be
Farley
right.
And David Spade. There's no sex scenes.
Such a good movie, though. They're going to love
it. Such a good
it.
Movie. Because he does answer the door. Doesn't he answer the door with no pants on, too, and you see his butt?
Yeah. Pretty naked.
Yeah, maybe we won't watch
They've
that
seen
yet.
Butts. Come on.
Give it
They're
some time.
Fine.
Kids know butts.
Exactly.
Kids know butts.
That's the safe part.
All right, I do have this for you, Katie. Fat America Goldfish is releasing a new limited edition flavor this month called Awesome Sauce.
Oh.
Which, side note, I'm telling you, I coined that phrase back in the 90s.
Did you?
I was the first one ever to say Awesome Sauce, and then it took off.
Oh, look
I
at
truly,
you.
That should be credited to me.
No, trendsetter.
I said it amongst a group of friends. We started saying Awesome Sauce a lot, and then it took off. So if you trace back its origins, I do believe it was me from high school.
You're the starter?
And I'm going to stand by that.
Yeah?
I'll stand by that forever. I was the first one to say Awesome Sauce. Anyway, it's supposed to be similar to, like, burger dressing. Sweet, smoky, tangy.
Okay.
Impossible to resist.
I like those sauces, though, because that's like everybody's game now is you have to have a solid sauce, right?
Yes.
So I like that they're going along with this trend because those burger chicken sauces that you dip meat into are just so good.
That's going
to
be coming out along with the spicy dill pickle goldfish.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Returning for a limited time. And I'll eat anything that is dill pickle flavored.
Oh,
that sounds good.
You get awesome sauce and spicy dill pickle goldfish for your Fat America.
Jerry, you might be the guy who
what?
You might be the guy who was the actual one that coined that phrase.
I know I was.
They say the popularity.
Look it up. You don't
no,
need
they
to
say
look
the
up.
Popularity gained from a show in the 2000s, and you said before
I
then.
In the 90s, yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
look
you don't
at
need
you.
To look at you. I know where.
You
I,
might
I
have
where
coined
I
it.
I know where I stand.
I know where I stand.
It's me all day long.
That's crazy.
All right, Katie, what's going on locally?
Okay, well, this crash yesterday outside the Eisenhower Tunnel was a huge mess. It was closed I-70 between Silverthorne and the tunnel both directions at one point, and westbound I-70 was closed overnight because two semis going westbound, they hit each other, right?
It was
and
a
then
mess.
It was such a mess. And then they rolled over into the eastbound lanes and hit some cars. And that's why both directions were closed for a while.
It was really bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, we had it on the news last night, and we were watching it. And I had two observations. They had the pictures there of the semis laying on their sides, just obliterated, laying there. And then that first, you know, couple cars that were stopped right behind them.
Yeah.
Imagine being in those cars going, son of a,
yeah.
just almost made it through.
Almost, but also I
like
didn't get hit.
Like that first car. Like, yes, but like, oh, if I had just been 2-3 seconds ahead, I would have missed it and I could have been on my way.
Shouldn't have stopped for coffee or something.
And then the second thing was the amount of cars and how far it was backed up.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Nick Nack and I said, imagine being in there and you're starving with kids in the back seat that are hungry and cranky and everybody has to pee.
Yeah, I mean, you go and pee.
What do you do?
That's the biggest
like,
thing.
What a nightmare that
Such
would be.
Such a nightmare. And then they diverted everyone over Loveland Pass. And as you know, that's not an easy pass to get over. So that was completely backed up for a while and already sketch. Like,
this is why I don't like going to the mountains.
Well, this
I'm
is why,
saying.
Again, the entire idea of just taking the semis over on the train is getting more and more of a
way
great
better.
Idea.
It's really appealing. Yeah.
It really is.
I mean,
is,
I got to go to the mountains this weekend and I'm dreading it.
Exactly.
I'm like, I don't want to go on those roads.
Well, because that's the thing is you had the crash, right? And then you heard me say that they had to close the westbound lanes overnight because they had to fix 1,000 feet of guardrail that got jacked up. So, I mean, the process of opening back up the interstate, I'm sure those people who live up there, the businesses, and like you said, the people who got to go pee, are frustrated.
I'm hungry. Well, sorry. We're going to be sitting here for 6 hours, kids.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why you always wonder if you should just keep, like, if you're going to the mountains, have a little backpack full of snacks in there.
Absolutely.
And
just
toilet paper.
Toilet paper, some water, some snacks, if you know you're going up there.
Yeah.
That's probably the best thing you've ever said. I mean,
best
seriously.
Best advice.
Yeah. It's up there with awesome sauce.
With, yes. Sorry. Top two.
Got to get that back in there. Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's move on to this apartment complex in Littleton. I don't want to say the name because I'd feel bad that this is going on for them. So tenants are mad about a bird infestation because hundreds of swallows come to this apartment complex to nest every year. And it's kind of an issue.
Did you see the video of this, though?
What?
The birds?
Oh, my gosh. Like, all the nests?
It's terrifying.
It is ridiculous.
It's gross.
It is so gross.
It's gross.
And like he said, they're a protected species. So there is nothing that the apartment complex can do. They're trying to work with professionals to get some netting or get some kind of tubing or something.
Or just get a fire hose out there and blast them down.
No, again, they're a protected species, Jared. They can't do
that. I'm not saying kill them. Just
shoo
them away.
That's still against the law.
Shoo them away.
Against the law to
sneak out with a slingshot.
So
sneak outside at night with a slingshot.
But yeah. I mean, the bird feces all over the place. Oh. This guy says that he would walk out to his balcony and there would be dead baby birds just sitting out there. And I was
because
they push them out of the nest a lot. And so, like, he said it was just a mess. And it's why they moved out. So that gentleman doesn't live there anymore. He moved out because of the mites that were coming through the walls.
You would think then that they would say, hey, you know, these birds are in danger because they're all falling out and dying. We should move them to a different area.
And they're trying. But
then they get the big vacuum up there like they do with the prairie dogs when they suck them out of the holes.
Oh, gosh.
Did you not know they do that?
You take it up top and start sucking the swallows out.
Yeah. But they come back. That's what he's saying is they build these nests and then they come back and they usually come back every year to the same place because they're like, oh, we found a good spot. We're going to keep going there. So that's the problem that they're dealing with these birds is it's like rewiring their brains to go build a nest somewhere else. So
then why didn't they take care of this last fall when they left?
So they tried. Like, the whole story says that last year is when emails started going out and they said that they were going to look into some type of solution. They just haven't
come up
with something yet. Yeah. So again, I'm thinking about everyone involved here because it looks like there's a lot of moving pieces to that one. Anyway. All right. It's been pretty rainy out there though, right?
That's right.
Yeah, like,
that's right there, Al Roker.
Every afternoon.
Got Kathy Sabin over here.
So rainy, in fact. Folks at the National Weather Service say the Mile High City has gotten more rain in May than Seattle or Portland.
Are you serious?
I know. Like, we've gotten 4 inches in the month of May, and usually we only get just over 2.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah,
so,
huge amount of rain.
As they say, we need it, right? They always say
absolutely.
That? The rain,
what other stories you
have
got?
To say. But we need it.
We need the moisture.
You're going to like this one.
What else you got?
This lawsuit that accused the Nestle Purina pet food plant of negligence and being a nuisance over its stench, it's been dismissed.
Good, because it's been like that for years.
Forever. So this was filed almost a year exactly ago, but then the person who filed it withdrew it. And the neighbors filed the exact same suit. So
this is another instance of that building, that factory has been there forever.
Yeah.
Doing their business, feeding the pets, and then they build houses around it and everybody gets pissed.
Well, they could probably do a better job.
It's just like Bandimere, where it's been there forever. They build up the houses and everybody gets pissed.
There are some houses that were there already, though, right?
They could just do a better job of concealing the smell.
That area.
And that's kind of
they're
a lot
cooking
of it.
Horses.
No.
Isn't that what they turn into dog food and horses?
So again,
that's just alleged, Jeremy.
No, it's not.
Odor control violations. So they've had a couple of them back in 2021. The city issued the plant a $12,000 violation, and it's for repeated emissions of noxious odors, according to the lawsuit. So apparently this is something I had no idea we could sue stinky things. Like, this is new to me.
Yeah, you're right. They don't use horse meat anymore.
I didn't know they don't.
They used to, though.
I didn't know that you could sue something for being stinky. Like, that would be considered a negligence.
There was
like a famous...
This guy would have a lawsuit all the time. What?
No, nothing. There was like a famous video of a cop who put more charges against a person he arrested because he wouldn't stop farting in his car. And he's like, it was so bad. He goes, it was a violent smell. And he goes, there was another charge against him.
Yeah.
For how bad it smells. So you can sue the heck out of someone who smells bad.
Well, and we all know if you drive by, it's on 270.
Yeah, you know where you're at.
You know where you're at. You smell it immediately.
It's not good.
But we all just deal with it, right? It's just part of the charm.
Yeah, Katie, if you're driving past it, not if you live next to it. Yeah,
but then why isn't everybody suing everybody in Greeley? Because it smells like cows.
Those are just the cows. It's literally just the cows.
And again, you know where you're living. You know where you're moving into.
Yeah. Well, again, this suit has just been filed, so nothing has come of it just yet. The news station reached out to attorneys for both sides, and both of them declined to comment. So, yep, there's that.
Right.
How about this one, though? One last story about a moose on the loose in Arvada. Oh, my gosh. So, folks in the area, multiple people reported seeing this 3-year-old female moose just hanging out, doing its thing in Arvada. And they finally found her and they're like, yeah, you're a little too far east there, Miss Moosey. So they tranquilized her, got her back into the mountains. But I just love Arvada's police department. They put a post on Facebook. They said, our animal management officer stated she really did lead us on a wild moose chase. Yeah. And then in parentheses, they said they made us write that.
It's kind of funny.
Same people that say happy hump day and living the dream. I guarantee you.
Oh my gosh. But again,
and when they're talking about cats, they say, tell me more,
right
meow. Same people.
It's the same people. And I love
it's
them.
It's also the same people that post the Justin Timberlake memes
it's going to be May.
It's the same people.
I've got love for them in my heart.
I do.
May the 4th.
Hey,
like
you know what? It's all right. They're making somebody happy.
Me.
Oh,
yeah. So again, thankfully that moose was relocated.
Very
good. Nobody was hurt. No
moose,
dogs
so majestic.
Yeah, waking up like, where am I?
So majestic.
How did I get here?
Jeez.
There you go, guys. There's your trending report this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.